It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Just talking to Maria about the election and stuff, and we're just saying, I tell you, it was really quiet during the election with Judith Collins. Barely even came up anywhere, eh, Maria? So, I mean, I know you're a big fan. It's really quiet. Just didn't see a lot of it during the election for someone that wanted to be the Prime Minister. I'm just saying. Hey, let's talk about DVDs, though, the Madman DVD review. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, it's actually quite a good segue. We've got Risk, which is, of course, a documentary about Julian Assange. And it's by the American documentary filmmaker Laura Poitras. I hope I'm saying that right. She did that fantastic documentary called Citizen 4, all about Edward Snowden.
Yeah. Great documentary and quite unsettling at times. You know, we've talked about that, eh?
Thoroughly. And so, of course, her follow-up was to go on, to start documenting Julian Assange, and she's been doing that since 2006. And she, I guess, thought that she was going to get something similar. But they're really different characters. You know, Edward Snowden, I just changed his name. John Snow. Edward Snowden is really upfront. He's very kind of, you know, he's just very straightforward.
The way I sort of perceived that was that he basically was prepared to, had nothing to lose, prepared to put it all out there and go, whatever happens, happens. If I get shot, I get shot. If, you know, whatever, or you know. Whereas Assange, he's got an ongoing concern with WikiLeaks and you know, keeping all that stuff going, isn't he?
He has, and he's a really complex kind of slippery character too. The documentary,
Australian.
I mean, you know, he's Australian. Yeah, I think is he from Brisbane or somewhere around the area, Queensland? Oh my God! yeah, Australian white heritage. This film is weird. I don't think it's what Laura Poitras actually set out to do, and she's actually said that. I think her respect for Julian Assange really evaporates a lot during the documentary process.
Wow.
It's a shame because, she really admired him in terms of WikiLeaks, in terms of what he was doing, you know, those sorts of heroics. But the more you see the film, the more it kind of unpacks as him being fairly narcissistic and perhaps a little bit.
How much of it is the fact he is very, very powerful, you know.
Absolutely,
and he is at the, I guess when they're making this film, he was still protected in the embassy, Ecuadorian embassy.
That's right, yeah. We see him hold up in the Ecuadorian embassy
for years,
you know.
And years and years.
Yes, I know.
Ever been holed up anywhere for years? No going outside, you know.
But he does get to do exercise in the bathroom, in the toilet in Ecuador. It's really small. Has set up there. It's not the
traditionally small
motel.
Toilets, do they?
Doing a gym workout in a toilet's not particularly glamorous, I'm sure.
No, I mean, he's there. Is he still there? He's still there, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's a long time to be just
stuck in
roaming
it.
The halls, and you can imagine, and quite tolerant of the Ecuadorian ambassador, I guess.
Tis, isn't it?
Yeah. Tough to deal with that, but they obviously, you know. Obviously, have an ear on the side of believing, you know, his stories and stuff, and think he's a good guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he's certainly exposed some pretty interesting things, and WikiLeaks or something like it has a really big place in this world of, you know, corruption and fake news and
undoubtedly.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But I think what we see is what you mentioned before, his access to this vast power somehow, maybe it's slightly corrupting on some other level. You know, like he exposed all of the information about Hillary Clinton before the election. Perhaps we would have seen him as more of a hero. He would have been more heroic if he had exposed Trump's potential Russian connections, for example.
What about that story that came out this week? Hey, that's still been played very, very quiet, played down a lot. Which, just for people who don't know that, just real quick, it's the fact that the Facebook have come out. Mark Zuckerberg himself, the big Mark Zuckerberg, that young scamp, came out looking down the camera and saying, "We got it wrong. There were thousands and thousands of ads that we ran on Facebook that were paid for by Russian entities and that were created by Russian entities supporting Trump and denouncing Hillary Clinton, and hundreds of thousands of fake profiles generated out of Russia for to try and get Trump into the presidency." And it's like, and he admits that, like, he was trying to hide it for a long time, but then he just had to come out and say it, and, which I think is quite big of him to do that.
Yeah.
And it makes me look at him in a slightly better light, I guess. But it's that story's been buried over here. I don't know why.
It is, isn't it? And yeah. Neither side are clean. You know, the Clinton campaigns are not clean. The Trump, connections are pretty...
I guess teetering on the verge of a nuclear catastrophe is taking a bit of the edge off that story.
It's prioritisation, etc. Or, sway. WikiLeaks is actually attempting to sue Laura Poitras for her depiction of Julian Assange.
Really?
Mm.
Wow.
You know, which makes it quite serious. Yeah,
I saw something interesting about the film, that it had actually been re-edited twice. So
yeah.
her opinion changed throughout the process. And she actually had a romantic affair with one of Assange's biggest supporters. And
don't know if you can do that when you're making a film. I suppose you can't help it, can you?
It certainly adds a layer of, I guess, humanness. Jacob Applebaum was her fling, and then he was caught up in some sort of assault scandal, which
the film has gone from being sympathetic of Assange to more critical.
Correct.
Which
a couple of dirty, grubby marks along the way from both parties.
Can you see either edit of the film, or is it just the one, the 2017?
This one is the latest cut, but I'm not sure whether the earlier, more sympathetic cut is available still. It's quite an interesting thing to do. It actually feels like a mess of documentary footage cut together and recut, rather than a film. It's like the film itself was perhaps never discovered within the process, which is, it doesn't feel finished because the situation itself isn't finished. Mm. You know, I mean, you could potentially just keep updating it. Interesting idea in terms of format.
Yeah.
From a, direction point of view. We also see Lady Gaga. She stars, just as
how come?
Julian Assange talks to her, and she's quite animated.
She's Lady Gaga.
She is Lady Gaga.
She's meat dress, egg. She's Lady Gaga.
Yeah. She's all of that. I guess one of the things that we find in the film is that perhaps it would have been pretty relevant to have made a documentary about Chelsea Manning instead.
Yeah. Harder to do though, what, being in a military prison.
Yeah, that's right.
But there will be a documentary about that soon.
There will be.
All right. Well, this sounds like a cracker, and we've got a copy to give away, haven't we?
We have. Yeah.
How do we want to do that?
I think perhaps you'd have to somehow hack into the system in order to get a copy. I'm not actually.
Don't do that. Please don't do that. Everything just goes down. No, all you have to do is let us know.
Don't tempt fate.
What's something we can do there? So what was it that really exposed WikiLeaks to the world? What incident is it that really made WikiLeaks catapulted it to the world's attention? BFM 309-3879. Hello.
Hello. I've got less of a comment and more of a question. Years and years ago, when WikiLeaks was first threatened and Julian Assange was first threatened with legal action, WikiLeaks released a 1.5 gig dump of something called Insurance that was very heavily encrypted.
Oh, yep.
I was just wondering if there was any progress made, because I'm sure there's, tons of people out there with a vested interest, if there was any progress made in actually, trying to crack that in...
I wouldn't know that, but is there anything in the documentary about that?
There's nothing in this documentary that I spotted about that. But,
right.
But
no, I didn't know about that, but I don't know if they probably... It's not attended to in this documentary, my friend. Sorry.
All right, fair enough.
Okay, thank you, though.
Yeah, good question.
309-3879. What was the incident that that really made WikiLeaks worldwide
brand
entity? Okay, too hard for everyone. All right. Well, spell Assange then, if you say it. We've got time for this nonsense. BFM, good morning.
Was it the leak of all the diplomatic confidential
diplomatic emails? No, it wasn't that one. It was before that. It was quite a bit before that, actually. Thank you, though. BFM.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Is the price gone?
Off you go. What's your answer?
It's the footage on the Apache attack helicopter on the town square hitting the reporters.
Well, not reporters. They weren't reporters. They were just civilians, but yeah.
Someone had a TV camera and stuff. Yeah. And, no, it's a rocket launcher.
Oh, that's different. Yeah, you got it wrong, but you got it right in the beginning, so just leave it at that. it was the American attack, a helicopter attacking a guy dropping his kids off at school.
Yeah, and, terrible.
Yeah, terrible footage. But important that the world saw it, you know? All right, so stay there, my friend, and we'll get your details. Thank you very much, Maria. Thank you for coming in.
Hey, welcome.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
That movie again is called Risk, ladies and gentlemen.